Rainmaker FM is brought to you by the Showrunner Podcasting Course, your step-by-step guide to developing, launching, and running a remarkable show. Registration for the course is open August 3rd through the 14th, 2015. Go to showrunnercourse.com to learn more. That's showrunnercourse.com.
Hello, this is Amy Harrison, and you're listening to Hit Publish, where I cover simple ways to get better results with your online business. This week, we're looking at the words and phrases you can use to make your content pop with confidence. You'll learn some tricks and techniques for turning timid writing into copy that sounds like it was written by a trusted expert. I want to thank you for downloading this podcast, and I want to thank Rainmaker FM for hosting it. Are you ready to be seen as an authority whenever you write? Let's hit publish. As always, before we get into this episode's Dear Amy letter, I need to give you the word of the week. Somewhere in today's show, you're going to hear a word that I've hidden in amongst the other words. This week's word is solipsistic. It means highly egocentric. For example, many see Facebook as a wholly solipsistic internet forum. So there you go, Mark Zuckerberg, see what you've created. Thank you to the Reader's Digest for inspiring that word and giving me that example so that I sound like I know what I'm talking about. On with the show. And now it's time for our Dear Amy letter, which comes from Zainab, who is up in London. She got in touch with the show to say, "Dear Amy, I was writing an article for a client, and the feedback was that the tone of voice sounded a little weak. How can I sound more confident in my writing? Yours, timidly, Zainab." Well, Zainab, first of all, don't worry. You're not the first person who has written content that seems a little nervous. The whole process of writing and publishing content for the world to see can be a daunting task. And sometimes those nerves can come through in your writing. It's almost as though readers can smell your fear. Remember how back at school there were certain teachers that you would mess around in front of?
Excuse me. could you just settle down, please? Settle down, please. That would be really nice. Okay. Now, if someone could just untie me, that would be great.
And then there were those teachers that just commanded your attention and obedience. "Good morning, children. I am Mr. Wolf. And I want you to read what I've written on the board very carefully, because that is what will happen to anyone who misbehaves." Okay, I should make it clear that demonstrating authority in your content is not about threatening your reader, but you do need to show that you are confident and in charge, especially if you're writing about your product or service. So I'm going to give you some specific tips that you can use to boost your confidence when writing a sales page, a blog post, and your calls to action. First up, let's take the sales page. Now, if you don't sound confident when writing about your product, your customer will definitely pick up on it. "Hello, I'd like to buy a parachute, please."
Oh, right. Which one do you think you should get?"
"I was hoping you could recommend one."
"This one might be okay. A couple of people have quite liked it."
"Right, looks good."
It's okay, I suppose."
"And will it open when I need it to?"
Oh gosh, I hope so. I mean, wow, oh, gosh, that'd be awful if it didn't. I mean, if you buy it, I'll keep my fingers and toes crossed for you. Don't suppose you'd like to buy it, would you?"
I might come back a little bit later." Now, if what you're selling is a great product, which you and I know it is, then you have to be confident when you write about it. I know some people, they don't want to feel like they're bragging about their product or service, but we're not talking about bragging here. We're talking about being excited to match the right product to the right person. Otherwise, you're doing your customer a disservice. Let's say you have the perfect service for someone, but they mistake your humility and humbleness in your copy as not believing in what you have to sell. Now, if they walk away and go without, then they're worse off than if they worked with you, bought your product, and had the chance to benefit from what you offer. And of course, when I'm talking about being confident in your offer, I'm not talking about being deceptive. Confidence doesn't come from making wild claims about your product or making promises that you can't keep, and I know you know that. Instead, it's about standing by your promises and being proud of what you have. So here are a few specific words and phrases that you can use that will really change the tone of voice in your copy from nervous seller to trusted authority. The first word is because. Because is a great word, and not just because it has an inbuilt psychological power. You may have heard the story about the photocopier machine or Xerox machine. A study was done to see how different phrases performed when trying to persuade someone. Now, I'll link to the study in the show notes, but basically, to give you the short version, a researcher was waiting by a Xerox machine with a bunch of pages in his hand, and he wanted to see when a queue formed, what kind of phrase would make it more likely that he could persuade them to let him jump in front. And the researcher used one of three phrases when asking this. The first one was, "Excuse me, I have five pages, may I use the Xerox machine?" That one had the worst results. Next up was, "Excuse me, I have five pages, may I use the Xerox machine because I'm in a rush?" And finally, "Excuse me, I have five pages, may I use the Xerox machine because I have to make some copies?" Now, as I mentioned, the first phrase caused more people to decline the request. When the researcher said that he was in a rush, more people let him in front, around 90%. But here's the funny thing. That last phrase, where there's no real justification to push in front, everyone in the queue has to make copies, but it worked just as well as when using a legitimate reason. So the word because simply added in a layer of authority and confidence that made the person in line feel like they should acquiesce to the request. Now, I've got a bit of a confession to make. I did actually use this at a train station once, and I felt a little bit bad about it, but was way more impressed with the result. I was in a rush, and I was actually at the wrong train station, which meant my ticket was not going to work. I had about 10 minutes to catch a train and said to the guard, "Excuse me, can you open the gate because I have to get a train?" He looked at me a bit blankly, so I repeated it, then this time held up my ticket that wasn't close enough to him to see that it wasn't valid from that station. And he just opened the gate. It was so spooky. And I could say that I've never actually tried it again because it kind of freaked me out a little bit. Now, I have to say personally, from a copywriter's point of view, this is not why I'm recommending you to use it. This is not like a Jedi mind trick. The reason it builds authority and confidence in your sales page when you write is because the word because reminds you to justify and prove any claim that you make. For example, let's say that you write, "Duolingo makes learning a language easy." Sounds okay, but what about when we use because? Duolingo makes learning a language easy because it was developed by examining how thousands of users react to learning language skills. The algorithm assesses how easy or hard you find an exercise and adapts future exercises to improve your learning process. So my first word for importing confidence into your sales page is because. If you learn to develop the habit of using because whenever you make a claim or a promise in your sales page, it will prompt you to prove that claim, and as a result, you'll see more of an authority to your reader. The next word is when, instead of if. Now, in copywriting, this is based on a technique called the assumed sale, as in when you write your content, you write as though the sale is inevitable. But Amy, that sounds a little bit big-headed, because not everyone who reads my sales page will buy. What if I just sound like I'm being arrogant? Well, here's the thing, that doesn't happen. You're not telling people that they have to buy, you're simply telling them what will happen when they do. So listen to the difference. If you decide to buy, you'll be taken to the membership area. Now, what about this? When you buy, you'll be taken to the membership area. While the first one subtly raises the room for a doubt that a purchase will ever take place, the second one sounds much more confident. And remember, yes, people will visit a sales page and sometimes decide it's not for them, but you're not writing copy for them. You're writing for that perfect person who's going to love what you do and want what you have. So try and swap when for if in your sales copy, and you'll transform the tone into that of a friendly expert. And here's one more for you for your sales page. What's more? Now, this phrase has been used in a lot of advertising, but it doesn't have to sound like this. What's more, you get the super deluxe portable 14-inch TV, along with a novelty phone, a comprehensive set of encyclopedias, and oh, what the heck, we'll even throw in the latest, most modern tape-to-tape boombox. Sorry about that. I've been watching a lot of repeats of Bullseye lately, which is a classic British darts TV show from the 80s that gave away top prizes like the ones I've just mentioned. Yes, what's more? What's more, along with phrases such as not only that and in addition to, these subtle phrases are there to build momentum in your copy, and this encourages the reader to read on. So by using these techniques, by promising something more coming up, you do two things. One, you take charge of the momentum. You're telling the reader subtly, look, you really have to keep reading because something good is coming. And two, you're learning to stack the value. This works really well if you've just mentioned a selling point that you can build on. For example, not only will you get a one-hour consultation, but I'll write up your tailored action plan and get it to you within the hour. What's more, I'll be on hand by email should you have any other questions. These are simple phrases, but that added flow builds confidence and value into your copy. So these are a few words you can use in your sales page, but what if you're writing a blog post or an article? Well, the main thing here is that it really comes down to having a clear, confident opinion backed by proof. Now, the proof is important, but how you communicate your opinion is just as important if you want to be seen as an expert. So there was a study called The Psychology of Experts by James Chanteau at Kansas State University, and he concluded that to be seen as an expert, you need to exhibit certain traits in addition to knowing your stuff. One of these traits was communicating your opinion clearly and with confidence. Now, the idea of experts has come under a lot of scrutiny in a number of different studies. In fact, some people have said that the prediction of an expert is about as useful as a monkey throwing a dart at a dartboard. Ouch. Here we have a panel of experts discussing how to construct the next spaceship for an expedition to Mars. First up, we have Dr. James Montague Douglas Scott. And just next to him, doing somersaults on the chair, is Coco the chimp. Dr. Montague Scott, would you like to tell us your opinion based on your last 25 years of studying rocket science?
Yes, well, my recent peer-reviewed paper indicates...
Sorry, I'm going to have to stop you there. Coco the chimp has got something to say. Oh, he's picking up a dart, and he's thrown it at the board. Egg cartons, that's what Coco is saying that we should build the next spaceship out of. And I suppose that settles it. The crowd here loves it.
But that's preposterous. I have a complete paper backed by years of research.
Well, yes, but Coco does seem very certain in his opinion. The way he threw that dart was very authoritative.
That's not being certain, that's just being solipsistic.
Well, whatever you want to call it, I'm afraid his conviction is instilling a lot of confidence in the crowd. He's certainly demonstrated himself to be a thought leader.
Okay, I'm pretty sure this isn't how NASA operates when they're designing a space shuttle or spaceship or space rocket. Not sure what you call it. But I'm also sure that you've probably been in a situation where someone has won over others by the confidence they had in their own opinion. And I want you to have that same confidence when you write, and there's a quick way to do this. Now, I'll link to more tips that were based on James Chanteau's Psychology of Experts report, but here's one you can try straight away. One, state your opinion boldly. So try to avoid words and phrases such as, I think that, or in my opinion, or it could be seen when you're referring to an opinion that you hold. The very fact that you are the author of the article and writing it shows that it is your opinion. You're not ruling out anyone else's opinion, but you're showing that you're confident in what you think. Okay, finally, let's talk a little bit about calls to action. Now, nothing makes a call to action sound quite as confident as a lovely, lovely verb, especially if it relates to something your reader wants to achieve. Now, I wrote about this recently on Copyblogger in an article about how to get your customer beyond the buy button. And the examples I shared over there were ones like, start creating a digital business you love. Take the first step to eliminate your fear of public speaking. Increase your sales in just 60 days from today. Get the copywriting course marketers have been raving about for years. So there you go, a few practical words and techniques you can use to build confidence in your content and prove beyond all doubt that you are an expert who should be liked, trusted, and listened to.
So here's my question to you. Do you have a piece of content that you'd like to give a bit more punch in its tone of voice? Try and weave in some of the words today and see how it sounds. And let me know how you get on in the comments over at hippublish.fm. I want to thank you for being an astute HipPublish listener. If you found this useful today, I'd love it if you popped over to iTunes and left a rating and a review. It takes just a few minutes, but apparently if you do that, your look increases by about 12% for that day. It's got to be worth it, right? Don't forget, if you'd like to be featured in the Dear Amy column, simply leave a comment on the show page with your question or problem, or email me using hello@writewithinfluence.com. That's all for this week, so until next time, remember to take action and hit publish.